1 Corinthians chapter number 15. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. The Bible says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand." I hope that's where we are today. I hope we've got the gospel which preached, and we hear it, and we stand in it, stand on it, for the glory of God. He says, "By which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, that He was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that He was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain in this present, but some have fallen asleep. After that He was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all, He was seen of me also as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecute the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am. And His grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Now if Christ be preached that He rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom He raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. But if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at His coming. Then cometh the end, when He shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father, whom He shall have put down, when He shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For He must reign till He hath put all enemies under His feet. Now watch this, verse 26. He said, "The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death." I want to preach a few minutes this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought: a living Savior. A living Savior. Ain't you glad we serve a Savior that's alive? Amen. I was over in Jerusalem, me and my wife, a few years ago. I was a few years before that, and me and her went the last time, and got over there to that tomb, Joseph's tomb, and we got to looking in there, and I wasn't expecting to find anything there, but I want to say there's no bones in that tomb. Praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, He got up, glory to God, and He got out of that tomb. Praise God. Ain't you glad that He did? Ain't you glad today that we have a resurrection Savior? Now that word resurrected means to be made alive, to come to rise up from the dead. I want to say this morning that a dead Christ could save no one. Did you hear me? That a dead Christ could save no one. But I'm glad today that He's a living. Praise God, He got up victorious over death and the grave. The stone was rolled away. He come out of there, praise God, victorious. He come out of there that we might shout and praise and give Him God glory this morning for just being the God of glory. Amen. To manifest Himself to us that we could see Him, praise God, in His magnificence. So that Jesus Christ, the living Savior, praise God, could save somebody like you. He said, "Well, preacher, I don't know if Jesus would want somebody like me or not." Oh yeah, He come to seek and to save the lost. And you're the kind of person, we're the kind of person that He wanted. He wanted to save old sinners. Who did He want to save them from? He wanted to save them from herself, and He wanted to save them for Himself. Amen. That all sinners would come unto Him. That all old sinners would be saved for the glory of God. Amen. So we see what takes place. The proof is in that empty tomb. Amen. That the proof that He is the Son of God, the very Son of God, because He got up victorious over death and the grave, as we look at that Romans chapter number 1. Now, I just want to give you some Bible this morning, praise God, that'll help you to realize that we have a risen Savior. You have a risen Savior in who you can trust on and rely and adhere to, praise God, and He'll walk with you, He'll talk with you, He'll lead you and guide you and direct you in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. Praise God. That one day in a little while He can present you to Himself. Paul told the Romans in Romans chapter number 1. Paul said in verse number 1, said, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which He had promised afore by His prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning His Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Ain't you glad of that this morning? Jesus Christ got up. Praise God. Glory, hallelujah. He was declared to be the Son of God. Not only the Son of God, but the Son of God with power. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ, He has all power in heaven and on earth. If you need anything, praise God, you can call upon Him and believe upon Him and trust in Him, praise God, and He'll move mountains for you. He said, well, preacher, you don't realize this morning how many mountains I've got to try to traverse to get over, praise God, this life. I want to say, Jesus said, if you have faith of a grain of mustard seed, that you can say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the depths of the sea, and that mountain's gone. Amen. Praise God, what we're falling short on this morning, young'un, is not God Almighty doing His part, but it's me and you doing our part, believing in faith, trusting in the Lord. And when things get hard, when things get difficult, when trials come, it's when we say, Lord God, I can't, but You can. Lord, I'm trusting, believing on You today. Praise God, to move this mountain. Glory, hallelujah. You may have to ask more than once. We may have to pray. We may have to fall on our faith. You might have to shed a tear or two. Let God know that you're sincere and He'll move that mountain. Amen. How many mountains you got in front of you today? I don't believe there's a person here today, I don't believe there's a family here today, don't have some mountains that need to be moved. But I want to say, glory, hallelujah, there's a God of heaven, there's a risen Savior, praise God, sitting at the right hand to make intercession for you and I. And Paul says, praise God, he said he was declared the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness, praise God, by the resurrection from the dead. How do we know Jesus? How do we know Jesus was anything special? Amen. He was the only one, Brother Bill, praise God, that had resurrected, had got up. Amen. You say, well, what about Lazarus? What about the woman's son? Praise God. Let me tell you, they revived, glory, hallelujah, but they didn't resurrect. You know what the difference is? They got up, but they would die again, go back to a grave, but Jesus Christ died. Well, glory. Somebody ought to jump up and take a laugh. He died once for all, praise God. And when he got up out of that tomb on that first Easter morning, glory, hallelujah, he would die no more. Amen. Amen. Devil would like to kill him. You know, devil would like to kill me and you. Amen. They don't want us to be a witness for Jesus. They don't want you to live your right life for Jesus. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad Jesus does. He gets delight, praise God. But Paul said that the Lord Jesus Christ, He was raised up. He was declared to be the Son of God. Amen. I don't know anybody as special as that. These kings and princes in this world, these presidents and potentates, but I'm glad, hey, listen, I don't know none of them. I've never met none of them personally, but I want to say on the authority of God's Word and what I have living down in my heart, that Jesus Christ, my Lord, is alive. He's well. I met Him, praise God, on the road to salvation. He come to where I was, saved me by His marvelous grace. When I couldn't get to Him, He come to me, praise God, the high potentate of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, the very Son of God, Brother Junior. He come to where I was. He'll come to where you are. He's probably already been there. Amen. Don't shun Him. Don't push Him away. You might send away your day of grace, but God Almighty speaks to your heart. Glory, hallelujah. Just say, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. Save me by Your marvelous grace. Boy, what wonders God can do for you. Amen. It's just faith. We talk about in Sunday school, faith that a little child can do, to trust in the Lord. The Old Testament talked about a whole lot about trusting in the Lord. Now, that word trust is what we have in faith today. Trust in, to rely on, and to hear to. Just listen to God. You know, preacher, I don't know if I could be saved. I don't know if I could live right. Praise God, you can if you listen to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We serve a living Savior today. Praise God. He's not dead. He's alive. And He's there to help us if we'll let Him. He's there for believers. He's that power, praise God, of the resurrection. He's declared to be the Son of God according to the Spirit of holiness. Amen. Our holiness, our righteousness is like filthy rags. But Jesus Christ's righteousness, that you can clothe yourself in. Amen. It'll make a difference. It'll make a difference in you when we trust in the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ, the power of His resurrection. Amen. He had power to be made alive because of the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, praise God, believers have a future. Amen. We got, number one, we got a future inheritance. An inheritance that's out of this world. And I don't have a whole lot here. But praise God, I believe I'm going to have a whole lot up there. You say, preacher, what are you going to have? Praise God, I'm going to have Jesus. Amen. Amen, brother. You get Jesus, praise God, you get it all. It's like the story I've told you before of the man that had the pictures and praise God, and he had all kind of priceless art all over his house, and his son went to war, and while he was in war, he got killed, but a buddy of his was an artist, and he painted a picture of the man's son. And when the war was over, he brought that picture to the father, and he said, I'm the such and such, I served with your son, and I wanted to present you with this. It's a picture of your son that he was just in my mind, and I put it on a canvas, and I want you to have it. And said that father took that picture, and he put it in the foremost place when they come in the house, so that everybody that come in, they couldn't see the high dollar paintings first, but they'd see the portrait of the son. Glory, hallelujah. And they said the man died, and when he died, he had no will that they would sell the portrait, they'd clean out the house. And when the auction started, the auctioneer got up there and he said, first thing we're going to do is we're going to auction the son. He said, who will take the son? They said, we don't want the son. We want those high dollar paintings. We want those famous paintings. He said, the son's got to go first. He said, you got to take the son. We got to do the son first. They said, who will take the son? He said, going once, going twice. And the old gardener in the back, praise God, he raised his hand. He said, I'll take it. Never had nothing. Just a gardener, just a laborer for the family, praise God. But he knew the father and he knew the son, Brother Bill. And he said, well, go. Amen. He said, I'll take the son. Amen. The auctioneer slapped the gavel down and said, sold. And he went to folding up his satchel, putting his gavel away. And I said, what, wait a minute, what's going on here? What about the rest of these magnificent paintings? He said, if it was in the will, it was a stipulation for the inheritance. I pray God, whoever takes the son gets it all. Amen. Glory, hallelujah, this morning, youngins. And when we get the son, glory, we get it all. Amen. Man, praise the Lord. I'm glad I got the son. But most of all, praise God, I'm glad He got me. Why? Because I've got an inheritance. 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter number 1. Verse number 3. The Bible says this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a live. See, we belong to God. Now look at me just a minute. But because of sin, we were alienated from God. Our forefathers messed us up. Amen. When Adam and Eve listened to the devil, and let me just say, the devil won't tell you a straight out lie. The devil will fill your head full of half truths. He'll say, well, what you're doing ain't too bad. What you're doing, what you're getting into, it ain't too bad. I won't say it's a lie of the devil, praise God. Sin. It bad? But we see in the Word of God, praise God, He said that God Almighty, He made a way through Jesus Christ Blessed be the God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy had begotten us again unto a lively hope. Now that's a living hope. Amen? A living, not after we're dead. Amen? It's a lively hope that we have right now. Praise His holy name. He said, by a lively hope, by the resurrection. How do we get it? By the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Amen. Praise God. When we believe and trust in that, then we become alive with Him. Just as He rose up victorious over death in this whole world, praise God, we can too. Amen. Praise God. Amen, amen, preacher. Amen, myself. Glory. We rise up in newness of life. We don't have to stay in that old drudgery that we've been in for years and centuries maybe. Praise God, we rise up in a new life, a living. I won't say living this world, living according to the world is not living at all. Amen. Amen? It's not living. It's just existing. And one day your existence will end. But to those who are alive in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, we'll live on forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll live on in the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, well, preacher, what good does that do? It's because He gives us our inheritance. I start saying, I don't have a whole lot here. Never had a promise of much. But praise God, I got the Lord Jesus Christ lay some things laid up in glory. Amen. He said, to an inheritance, incorruptible. That means that my inheritance is death proof. Corruption of death can't get my inheritance. Amen. A lot of us, we may have this, and we work and strive and try to have things, and we're going to leave them to our children. I don't know why. But we're going to... I know that look. But we're going to leave them to our children. But praise God, hey, listen, death may take us out here, but that inheritance, He said, that inheritance is eternal. It's incorruptible, praise God. And He said it's undefiled. Not only is it death-proof, but He said it's sin-proof. Amen. The inheritance that God has for us ain't no place for sin in it. Hello? I don't like sin, do you? You look around the world and we see all kind of crazy things going on. You know why that's happening? It's because of sin. Amen? You know whose fault it is? It's ours. Because we haven't told people about the penalty of sin. The Bible says wages of sin is death. Amen? Praise God. He said, but he said, we all sin comes short of God, and the wages of sin is death. He said, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. That's a gift from God. I ain't going to draw the wages of sin. I'm going to draw the wages of a righteous person. An inheritance with the Lord, praise God. An incorruptible inheritance. An undefiled inheritance. And that one that fadeth not away. Praise God, it's time proof. Amen. God don't set no limits on salvation. Hello? It's not here for just a little while. We're fleeting in this world, praise God. But our salvation is eternal with the Lord. Amen. Amen. You know why we can't comprehend that? Because our mind ain't big enough. Amen. And in order for us to comprehend that, Josh, our head would have to be about that big. Now, I know some people's head is about that big. I see you turning, wiggling, trying to get through the door. Amen. I want to say glory, hallelujah. I'm glad God Almighty put enough sense in us. It's not about what's in my head. It's in my heart, praise God, that makes a difference. I'm living for it because I've got a lively hope. I've got an inheritance, praise God. He said, fadeth not away. He said, it's reserved in heaven for you. And that word reserved means to literally be guarded. Who guards your salvation? The Lord Jesus does. Amen. He takes you, praise God, convicts you, shows you you're an old sinner. You come to an old-fashioned altar and you fall on your face. You say, Lord, please forgive me, a sinner. That's called Holy Ghost conviction. That's called repentance, praise God. Amen. The Lord saves you by His marvelous grace. The Bible said, Jesus said, I take you and I put you in the hand of my Father. Glory, hallelujah. I cover you by the blood. Glory, glory to God. I shut you up in there. Praise God, in the Father's hand, in my hand. I cover you with the blood, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost of God ministers to you. Amen. You say, preacher, now how does that all get started? It gets started in salvation. The fellas preached all this week, praise God. Salvation's just a starting point. Salvation's where we get in. Amen? I'm afraid we get this idea that, well, I was saved back in 1947, I was 7 years old, and I guess I've done all I need to do. Praise God. No, you just need to get in now. Salvation's the starting point, praise God. It's where we start serving Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said Paul was a prisoner of Lord Jesus Christ. It wasn't because he had to be. It's because he wanted to be. Amen. He loved his Savior. I want to say, praise God, I love my Savior. Amen. He's the Lord of my life. And I have an inheritance in the Lord. He said in verse 5, he said, who are kept by the power of God through faith. Now that's how we're kept. God keeps us through faith in Him. Not in ourselves, but in Him. He said, unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Praise God. He said, I save you, I keep you in faith until the redemption of the soul. Till God comes and gets us. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's just up to us to receive a risen Savior, a living Savior, and let Him guide us through this walk of life. So we see the believer's future, praise God, in the heaven. But we also see the believer's future in a gathering together. I'm looking for a gathering together one day. I think we had a wonderful time this week. The ladies would fix food from 5:30 to 6:30, and we'd gather up here and we'd eat and we'd fellowship. Boy, what a glorious time we had. Just good fellowship in the Lord. That's one of the things I didn't want to stop, Ruby. I wanted to keep going. Amen. Praise God. Wait, not just the eating part. I know what he was thinking. He said, preacher, I seen you going for them desserts again and again and again. Amen. Boy, they was good. But praise God, I'm glad the dessert I got was, praise God, it was after the 7 o'clock hour when the men of God, when them old singers would sing about the glory of God, and the men of God would stand up and they'd preach about the goodness of God. And boy, we'd just get in here, had our bellies full of the sweets of this world, and then he filled us up with from the honey pot of glory. They got under the spout where the glory come out and just relaxed in the Lord and lived for what God would give us. Amen. Amen. I tell you, I ain't never fed so much in my life. Amen. I just the preaching the word felt like I gained 10 pounds every night. Say, preachers, all them Twinkies you ate, all them sweets. Nah, praise God. Maybe been part of that. But boy, I tell you, I sure do appreciate the Lord. But he said there'd be a time of gathering together under the Lord, praise God. When we gather, can you imagine what's going to be like when we all get to heaven? Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, in verse 14, he said, for if we believe, now that's the starting point. God give us a teachable spirit that we might believe. What do we believe? We believe on Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection that we read about in your hearing in 1 Corinthians 15. He said that He was buried, praise God, and that He rose again the third day. We believe that, praise God, because it's true. He said, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. Amen. So where are they at? Those mamas and daddies, those mammas and papas, those old saints of God that's gone on, and we've took their carcass and we've put them in a hope chest and we've rolled them out into a cemetery somewhere and we've planted them, praise God, with the hope of the resurrection. And now wait a minute, how can that be? Because the Bible says we know that their body's in the grave, but God said when He comes, glory, hallelujah, He said, I'm going to bring them with me. And I won't tell you why, because God Almighty, the keeper of the soul, has got that soul with Him where He is, and one day in a little while they're going to come back, glory, hallelujah, and when they come back, they're going to come back with Him. Amen. Praise God. I'm excited about that, ain't you? Praise the Lord. He said, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven, and with a shout and the voice of an archangel and trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together, shall be called up together, shall be called up together. Amen. With them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Forever and ever and ever and ever be with the Lord. He said, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Amen. He said, glory, hallelujah, one day. The future of the believer, praise God, is a resurrection. Glory, hallelujah, coming together with the Lord, coming together in His people. Can you imagine? Hey, I've been in some pretty good meetings this side of glory, but one day in a little while, we're going to have a meeting in there. Brother Bill, they won't be no hindrances. Amen. They won't be no getting tired. They won't be no getting wore out. Praise God. They'll be just shouting and praising God as long as you feel like it. And I believe you'll feel like it throughout eternity. Amen. Praise the Lord. I wish I could just worship God like I feel like worshiping Him. Amen. He is good to us, youngins. Praise God. So we see, praise God, we'll meet Christians who have died. We'll meet Christians now. God's people be gathered up. Amen. There'll be a Christian ministry, praise God. And our Christian ministry, praise God, because of that, it's not in vain. It's not in vain, praise God. It's real. It's alive. It's something, praise God, that we attain to through the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and he tells us over in chapter 50. He said, now listen to this. He said, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. He said, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. He said, this corruption, praise God, has to put on incorruption. He said, this old mortal that we are has to put on immortality. Glory, hallelujah. Old fella I used to work with always told me, he said, I'd like to be like Superman. I'd like to have all kind of power. I'd like to be able to jump up and just fly away. Glory, hallelujah. I said, brother, I know what you're talking about. One of these days I'm going to be Superman. He said, what you talking about? I said, glory, hallelujah, one of these days I'm going to let go of this old body. I'm going to get a body like unto my Lord's, glory, hallelujah, and I'm going to fly away. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. To be with the Lord forevermore. He said, so when this corruptible shall put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad this morning, youngins, we have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. He said, what you do for the Lord, praise God, it will not go out void. Amen. Amen. I said, what we do for the Lord will not go out void. It'll find a place. We're running to and fro in this world trying to do this, that, and another. But he said, if we really want to make a difference, and probably more than two-thirds of what we do don't make no difference to nobody. A lot of it we do for our own selfish reasons. Amen? Our own selfishness. Amen. Oh, me. But praise God, he said, what we do for the Lord won't go in vain. Well, he said, what we do for the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it'll stand. It'll leave a testimony to a lost and dying world. Praise God. He said, your ministry, we don't want our ministry to be in vain, do we? We want our ministry to have a purpose. We want our life to have a purpose. So we teach the Word, we teach our children, we teach our grandchildren, we teach our loved ones, we try to live before folks that we meet. You say, preacher, it's hard. Amen. Listen, it is for us, but it's not for him. He did it. He communicated with his Heavenly Father. Praise God. Jesus come through fine. Hey, he had troubles. He had trials. He had afflictions in this world. But praise God, he come out shouting the victory. Amen. But he said, because Jesus did, we can too. Because we need to stand with the Lord, because one of these days the lost are going to stand before the Lord. They're going to stand and give an account. Amen. Of what they've done in this life. Especially since we've been saved. Amen. You're going to have to give an account for that. Let me just show you. In Acts chapter number 17. Acts chapter 17, verse 30. The Bible says this, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath adorned, wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. So what God's saying here, he said, it's not going to be just any man that'll judge you. Amen. He said, when you stand before the Lord, he said, it's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ. It's going to be that special man. It's going to be that perfect man. It's going to be that resurrected man who has the means, praise God, to stand and judge us. Praise his holy name. He said, when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, he said, some mocked and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. But you know what's happening? Praise God, they're going to wait till it's too late to hear. When it's too late, it's too late. We need to hear today is the day of salvation. If we're going to be saved, today is the day to get in. Amen. Amen. Some people's waiting, but they're waiting too late. They're sending away their day of grace. That's why when God touches your heart, when He unctures your soul, praise God, you need to get saved. Amen. Because of a living Savior. You say, preacher, why? Because the early church bore witness of Christ, shouldn't we? Amen. If the early church was wicked, was willing and under persecution to preach Christ and His resurrection, shouldn't we preach Christ and Him risen? Amen. Risen, praise God, into life, into newness. The resurrection, praise God, of Jesus Christ as our Savior. As it's been preached all this week, shouldn't we be telling the story? Shouldn't we have a story to tell? Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ and how He saved us by His marvelous grace. If you look in Acts chapter number 1, they had a story to tell. In Acts chapter number 1, in verse 22, he says, you men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. Amen. He said he was one that rose up that done miracles, praise God, and you didn't even recognize him. But he said in chapter number 1 in verse 22, he said, this is him, said beginning with the baptism of John, under that same time that he was taken up from us, talking about Jesus, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. What was they telling? They was telling about a resurrected Savior. Amen. They said that Jesus that walked with us, praise God. They took him, they slew him, they nailed him to a cross. He died, they put him in a tomb, but he didn't stay dead. Glory, hallelujah. In 3 days, he got up. Amen. Ain't you glad? Glory, hallelujah, he got up. I'm glad we can celebrate today the risen Savior. Got up to be the Lord of my life and the Lord of your life. Then goes on in Acts chapter number 4. Talking about the resurrection of the Savior. In Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 2. Excuse me. He said, being grieved that they taught the people, talking about the Sadducees, because they didn't believe in a resurrection. He said, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. Amen. All those old dead sinners running around the world. He said, Jesus Christ died and arose, and through Him, believing on Him, we could be made alive. Glory, hallelujah. So we can shout and sing praises, give God glory, knowing down in the depths of our heart that we're saved and born again. Glory, hallelujah. We can tell it everywhere that we go. Amen. But He doesn't stop there in chapter 4 and verse 33. Listen what He says in 33. He said, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Where do you get grace? Great grace from? That grace, that's unmerited favor from God. You get that when you brag on the Lord Jesus Christ. When you lift up a living Savior, He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. You know why people ain't getting saved today? We're not lifting up Jesus, praise God. We're not praising God, giving Him glory, amen, for rising up from the dead so that we can have victory in Him. They had a story to tell, amen. They had a story of a living Savior. They didn't say, you know, Jesus, that Jesus that used to run around with us, Boy, he's a good old fellow. But well, they took him, they abused him, they hung him a cross, and he died. And boy, he's over in the grave, and we sure miss him. That wasn't a story they had to tell. Amen. If that would have been a story, that would have just been a common story. That would have fit right in with the theme of the world. But God Almighty, say praise God, He didn't stay dead. He's a living Savior. Amen. That He rose from the dead, praise God, that He got up victorious over death and the grave. Amen. A resurrected Savior. He said, we got a story to tell. Said, yeah, He was dead and He was buried and He was in a tomb. But praise God, the third day we got word that He got up. Amen. Paul said, praise God, they was witnesses. The disciples seen it. James seen it. He said, I coming after. He said, I saw it on the road to Damascus. I saw the risen Savior. But he said they was over 500 at one time saw Him after he revived and He got up. Praise be God. Ain't you glad that we serve a risen Savior, that He's up and He's alive and He's a moving today. Glory, hallelujah, God. And He's moving like He's never moved before. Say, what are you talking about, preacher? Said, we're living in wicked times. We sure are. But the Lord Jesus Christ, He's alive and well. He's on the throne of glory, making intercession for me and you, praise God. And we see these folks, praise God, they're worshiping, serving a living Savior. Shouldn't we? Shouldn't we be lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ every time we get an opportunity? And we ought to be making an opportunity. Whole fellow said one time, praise God, he'd preach at the drop of a hat and say, glory to God, he'd throw it down himself. Amen. Praise God. Just to be able to say something about Jesus, I tell you what, people open the door all the time. If you'll just look for that opening, they'll say, boy, ain't this a pretty day? I say, glory, hallelujah. Well, God has been good. God's good to us. What a day He's given us. Amen. Praise His name. We should be looking for opportunity to tell that story. It seemed like it's kind of a theme all this week. Every time you turn around, they was mentioned. It's somebody telling the story of the Lord Jesus Christ and what He's done for us. Amen. What are we telling, praise God, today? We're celebrating a risen Savior. Amen. A living Savior, praise God. You say, preacher, how do you know He's alive? Because He lives down in my heart. Amen. It's not about what you know in your head. Your head will give you problems. Amen. 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 Some of us more than others. Amen. But your head will give you problems. But your heart, if your heart's right with God and Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He'll deal with you, praise God, mercifully. And He'll show you, He'll give you, praise God. He'll show you Himself alive. He'll show you Himself living because He'll live in you if you let Him today. But I just wonder today, it's been asked all week, do you have a story to tell? Hello? Do you have a story? Do you remember when Jesus saved you? Amen. By His marvelous, when the Holy Ghost of God dealt with you, boy, you felt like you was going to explode. And you bowed your head and you said, oh Lord, I'm an old sinner. I'm just an old sinner, Lord. I need to be saved. Amen. One of these days in a little while, we're going to go out of here. I told you before, I've seen people this week go out of here, young men, 50, 52 years old, just fall dead. No reason. Can't understand it. But they've lost all opportunity, amen. I hope they were saved. If not, it's too late. But praise God, He said, He's a living Savior. If we believe on Him now, we can be saved. If God gave you a teachable spirit today, teaching your heart, touching your heart, you can be saved. Amen. If God's touched your heart, you've been saved, but you haven't been living close to the Lord. You ain't had a right relationship with Him. That's how we live, right? You know, you can't have a right relationship. Let me just throw this in here. You can't have a right relationship with you or your family or anybody else until you have a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He teaches you to love each other. Amen. We begin to love Him. That's our priority. And praise God, then He takes care of all the others. He puts love in our heart. Amen. And we'll have love in our heart for others. That's when we'll see souls saved. That's when we'll see churches grow. That's when we see families get together, pray together, and love each other, stay together. Amen. Because of the love of God in our heart. It helps us. It's because of this living Savior that we celebrate today, that we lift up and thank for just being the God of our lives. Amen. The Lord of our lives. For doing what He has for me and for you. He tells us, praise God, in His precious word of truth. And He asks a question. I just want to share one verse with you. One verse, and we'll go to the house. in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse number 23, it says this. He said, but every man in his own order, talking about the resurrection, Christ the first fruits. Now watch this. Afterward, they that are Christ's at His coming.